WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fun, a fantastic, a fabulous, a feeling fine football Friday edition of Let's Talk. And for the tens of people that can hear us via the stream this morning, we are ready and raring to go. Yes, we are aware of the on-air issues, and
don't get us started.
What are you going to do? Streaming would be your option. I was going to say your best option. That would be your option this morning if you want to actually listen to the program. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266, if you would like to join the big show this morning. Lots to get into, and we will do so over the course of the next couple of hours. And then we're out of here. Forget about it. Not our problem anymore.
Thank God, yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Our worldwide streaming audience will enjoy the program as always this morning.
That is correct.
There we go. Actually, now, and I'm looking at our computer, and yes, the numbers are going up.
Look at you looking at the computer.
That's good. Okay.
He was actually doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. So there we're. Okay, very good. Anyway, you could actually help us a great deal. Kind of spread the word to friends, neighbors, social media, whatever. Streaming, well, I've got some thoughts about streaming here in a moment. But our website, 987thefox.info, if somehow you've never been there, oh, my gosh, come on. And all over the website on different pages, there's the button there. It says click here to stream 987 The Fox. You just click on that button. A separate window opens up, goes right to our audio tool or whatever you want to call it, and then you can listen anytime from anywhere. Works great. Keep in mind, of course, again, for this show at least, we record our show and then we post it on the website on the Let's Talk page, the Let's Talk interviews page at 987thefox.info. A while back, we were thinking about an app, you know, because, you know, that's the rage today, right? You're supposed to get an app for this.
I'm still thinking about an app. Mozzarella sticks, more specifically.
Hold that.
Boy, would that hit the spot.
Hold that thought, okay? That's not the app, though, I'm talking about. You know, everybody wants to rush. You got to have an app.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I thought you did.
Right? No.
I was all confused.
If you've got a website and it is, how do I say this, if it's formatted properly so that it shows up well on a mobile device, a website works just fine. So, you know, we kind of bandied about, you know, maybe we should get an app. And then we decided, no, we don't really need an app. If we've got a good website, which we do, and it's formatted right, which it is, you can easily do everything you need to do, and it's app-like. It looks like an app, all right? And you can save it on your device so that you can just pop it up anytime you want. It works really great. We don't need an app. So there's one where we stumbled into the correct decision. Yay! All right, we need a few more of those. Streaming is interesting. This happened to me yesterday. All right. And we're actually getting calls. That's shocking. Okay. I tell you what, let's take the call before I go into my little story here. Because it's
not a story.
It's something to think about.
Story time with Scott coming up. But first, we say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Story time with Jeff and Scott. I can hardly wait.
Pull up your blanket, gather around the radio.
Once upon a time.
Call the pets and the kids. Tell the kids they're going to be a little delayed to school today because they got to hear the story.
Oh, yeah, no. Caller, go ahead.
Bring your own popcorn.
There you go.
Jeff, I forgot to ask you yesterday about Nagel and or... Marisola or whatever, what's the prognosis for the tournament? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know whether either will go this this weekend. I know they both are making good progress. My if I'm guessing, and it is a guess right now, my guess is Barr will go at 97 this weekend, and that it will. I'll be surprised if Nagao goes tomorrow night.
Who would you be guessing in that slot then?
I would think it would be Desmond again for the two matches tomorrow.
Explain to me again the physics of going from 125 and weighing in last week at 138.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's a bigger framed kid, and if he decides, and I think, you know, they're kind of weighing some things right now. Pardon the not an intended pun there, but I think they're trying to, you know, keep their options open both for him and for the team. You know, I think Nagao will be ready to go here with the start of the second semester, but. You know, once you start having recurring injuries, it's always going to be in the back of your mind. And I'm not saying Aaron's mind. I'm saying in the coach's staff. Like, you've got to have that backup plan then just ready to go in case. And, you know, truthfully, you need that at every weight, regardless of the circumstance. So, you know, I think they're hoping to keep Desmond's red shirt intact, that he'll go this weekend, but they're also wanting to keep him in the as an option at 133 and 141 should injury occur, so that he has the option. And that's a little tricky because he can only go up. I think he can only drift up to about 138 right now at this stage of the season and retain the eligibility to still compete at 133. And again, that's just in case worst case scenario happens and you get an unexpected injury there.
With his frame, you think he's probably going to ultimately end up at 141?
I think it's entirely possible. I mean, I 133 or 141, I would think long term would be his home. What one of those two?
I think he's got enough talent maybe to win the spot.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's a very special kid. Aaron Nagao is obviously a special kid in his own right. Marcus Blaze. And you start, I mean, on and on and on. This team is just loaded with a lot of really talented kids.
So you think we'll probably see Desmond most likely at 41 this weekend?
Yeah, would be my guess as we're sitting here right now. That would be my expectation.
Okay, well, I've got a hamster and a backup hamster if you guys need some way to generate some more.
We'll take, bring up that, tell that third string hamster to be ready. We may be making the call for all hamsters.
He's dressed and he's ready.
Next hamster up, we say. Our hamsters are not getting the job done. Appreciate the
thanks for your call.
Phone call very much.
All right. Open lines. You can chime in on whatever you like. All right, well, here we go. 814-954-7266. Yeah, Jeff and I are frustrated this morning again. I was on my drive in this morning, I was thinking about a line that I used with my old job when I worked with customers doing, you know, various things. And periodically I would say to them, one of the frustrating things for us is when you, the customer, when you and I are depending on a third person to do something. And, you know, that could, you know, think about a business and so on. You and I are waiting for a third person to do something. And if the third person, for whatever reason, is not doing it, that's a problem. And unfortunately, with my old job, not often, but periodically, we kind of hit that. It's like, okay. That's kind of the situation we're in right now. So we'll see if the third person can. We allegedly have a fix for this, but we're waiting for the third person. So there we go. Story. All right. So we are streaming once again. 987thefox.info. Again, look for the button there. Live stream. Live stream's doing just fine this morning. Doing great, as always, worldwide, which is fun. I had a little blurb yesterday. If you were listening yesterday.
You and your blurb.
Which I thought was, this is a big story. It really is.
Yeah.
When the Oscars, the Academy Awards, that's come, you know, they do that every spring, whenever that is, every year. And they've been on TV forever. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Ooh, big name.
Wow.
They announced this week that starting in 2029, the Academy Awards ceremony, usually I think it's on a Sunday evening, is going to be streaming only. It's going to be a live stream only. It will not be on regular television starting in 2029. Now, ABC has carried the Academy Awards for, oh my gosh, like 50 years, a very long time. I read one quick story that said the executives at ABC apparently were caught by surprise by this week's announcement. Like, what? You're going to do what? Well, yes. The Academy is going all streaming in 2029. Now, allegedly, it's supposed to be a free stream, because they want people to tune in. That's the big problem with the Academy Awards in recent years. Nobody's tuning in. I mean, the numbers are hugely down from, like, I don't know, 20 years ago or whatever. It's not even close. Now, I don't watch that because, again, you got actors, actresses, directors. You know, I won an award. That means I get to make a political statement. No, we don't want to hear your political statement. And am I right? The movies that usually win awards are movies that nobody sees. All right? It's movies like, what? I didn't see that one. Meanwhile, the popular movies don't seem to win much of anything except best costume design. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, best use of sound. Oh, yeah, we're really excited for that. So the movies we like don't win anything. So no surprise that people have started tuning out from the Academy Awards. So in 29, they're going to start streaming. Now, yesterday, after our show, all right, we have the Dan Patrick Show, who will follow us again, right, today, 10 o'clock till noon. Dan Patrick's great. Like, love him. He's great. So after the show yesterday, I'm here in the office. I'm, you know, working away and so on. We have a radio that was actually working yesterday, and Dan Patrick is on. And at one point, he just mentions Sunday Night Football, so the NFL game. Sunday Night Football, Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Now, if you follow this stuff, you know that Peacock is a streaming service, primarily with NBC stuff on it. All right? And pretty much, I think, maybe everything that NBC airs also airs on Peacock, or at least it's recorded and it's shown, like, later on Peacock. You can watch back at a game or a soap opera or a TV show or something like that. NBC stuff. And when Dan mentioned this yesterday, I just thought, okay, I wonder when we're going to get to the point when only Peacock is going to be airing these games. In other words, regular NBC, at some point in the future, not happening. If you wanted to watch the Thursday night game last night,
yep,
which I did, I watched a little bit. I'm glad I didn't make it to the end because it went to overtime.
It was a crazy game.
It was a crazy game between the Seahawks and the Rams. If you wanted to watch that game, of course, you have to have Amazon Prime. Streaming service, of course, that you have to pay extra for. I just wonder if that is the future of broadcasting. I think I may have mentioned this sometime before. Is that the future of broadcasting? All streaming. In other words, it won't be the traditional kind of over-the-air, God forbid, if anybody still has an antenna out there, or cable or satellite. It's going to be all streaming. And with our adventures this morning, I don't know, maybe we should go all streaming. That might be something to think about, you know? So anyway, just when is more and more stuff going to just go to the stream? The Academy Awards will be a free stream. I think it's going to be via YouTube. YouTube, of course, is gigantic. It's huge. When are we going to see more stuff going that route? Like, nah, we're not going to deal with regular TV anymore. We're just going to do this. As long as people have a gadget, there's my gadget right there in my hand, or they can hook up their TV to it. Yeah, that might be the way to go. So watch out for that. Weather-wise, oh, what a fun day we're going to have today. Oh, my gosh. It's gray and gloomy.
Good times.
Not, well, for who?
Huh?
The temperature overnight, I think, hit the low 50s. Now, we got that rain, at least at my house. It was just before 6 a.m. You know the rain is nasty when you can hear it hit the side of your house. It kind of woke me up, like, what is that? Poof, poof, poof. We're going to have big wind all day, wind advisory, I think pretty much all day. Temperature is already starting to drop. This afternoon, we're probably going to see flurries. We're going to get a little bit of everything today with the, what do you call it, wind chill, real field, you know, all that stuff. Doggone warm overnight. Probably by this afternoon, this evening, we're going to have those numbers in the single digits. So hope you enjoyed the heat wave for a couple of days. Here's winter trying to make a comeback, all right?
Yeah, I got a couple of single digits for you, winter.
Right there! Stop right there. All right, now the kiddies are heading off to school today. Now, not here in Center County as far as I know. I think everybody in our neck of the woods, if you will, goes back to school Monday, Tuesday next week. But for some folks, today is the last day of school. All right? One of my girls, one of my daughters, is a school teacher in the Allentown area. Today is their last day of classes.
Wow.
And then they get 2 full weeks off for Christmas and New Year's. There may be some other out of our range kind of scattered school districts out there and so on where today is the last day of school. Okay, well, if it is, have a great holiday break. Of course, today is the last day for Penn State finals. Who would do a final on the Friday of finals week?
Me.
You?
If I had the opportunity, all. Oh,
come on, they should be
I
all.
I would schedule it for 8 p.m.
No, that's a terrible idea. I've got to think all the finals are done by now, aren't they?
No.
Really?
Really.
You would say, you would leave it till the last day?
Absolutely.
Oh, for goodness sakes. All right. Penn State graduation ceremonies, at least here, University Park, they're pretty much all on Sunday. All right. So enjoy. Graduates, congratulations in advance.
Good job, kiddos.
Pass that Friday final.
Welcome to the real world.
That's kind of important. All right. The word affordability. Oh, this has become a big buzzword. All right. Political buzzword. Now, I mentioned this yesterday on the show, and it's interesting on my drive-in today. At one point yesterday, we were sort of talking about this. We had a caller call in, and somehow we got talking about gasoline, you know, gasoline price. And I mentioned, I've got it right here, a recent survey by AAA that shows the average gas price by state. And so it's got all 50 states and D.C. and whatever. It's got the whole thing there. The West Coast, once again, has the most expensive gas by a significant margin for whatever their reasons are. I don't know. But you take the, what would you, I'd call it, 3/4 of the country from the East Coast in, 3/4 of the country all the way over to that western area, far western area. Which state has the most expensive average gas in the nation? And yeah, it's us, Pennsylvania. Now, this is stats from a couple of weeks ago. Again, our state gas taxes are a big reason why. We have among the highest gasoline taxes in the country. Not something to be proud of. All right. But I at one point yesterday with the caller, I mentioned, yeah, there's these two convenience stores that are right across the street from each other that for whatever reason, they've got the highest gasoline prices in all of the state college area.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? All right. Meanwhile, you go to the same chain, the same convenience store chain. You go to another part of town, the price is lower. You go outside of town, the price is lower, but not here at this particular one. Well, when I'm driving in this morning, I drive right past these two convenience stores and the price has gone down. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take full credit for that.
Huh.
Okay? We will take full credit for that. Now, it's still too high. One man's opinion, it's still too high, but at least it's eked down a little bit. For those folks, it's like, maybe you should go drive and find another gas station that has a lesser price that really isn't all that far away. If I'm getting in trouble, hey, so be it. I'm scratching my head at those two particular stores. Now, affordability, again, is a big buzzword right now. Allegedly, you know, a lot of people, oh, no, the prices are terrible. You got Donald Trump. No, they really aren't. Things are better than you think. You know, and some of his team are, you know, saying the same thing. Yesterday, there was an inflation report that said, you know, hey, this is actually not bad for November. It's only 2.7%. Apparently, so-called experts thought it was going to be 3.1%. So I guess we should all be celebrating. Well, hold on. Don't celebrate too hard. If you remember that government shutdown, remember that from a few weeks ago? What fun that was. When everything just stopped for, what was it, 5 weeks total, I think it was. And once they finally settled that, sort of, things started gearing back up. And, of course, it's not just like throwing a light switch and bam, everything's back to normal. No, they have to kind of gear back up again. So these, you know, numbers, statistics collectors and so on, you just don't snap your fingers and there it is. It takes weeks to kind of get back up to speed. So some other so-called experts said, okay, 2.7 sounds great. Is that really accurate? Because the numbers were so delayed and kind of, I don't know, cobbled together, if you will. Maybe that number isn't quite right. So a thought here is wait till next month. Wait for the December numbers to come out. Then we'll see maybe more accurately where they are. But this is an interesting story. This was on CNBC recently. They took some information from a company that checks out restaurants, all right, statistics involving restaurants. And the question is, maybe are we sort of in a recession right now? And according to this company, one thing we need to keep an eye on, Mr. Cheese Stick,
yeah,
surging appetizer sales. In other words, according to this outfit here, they call this the appetizer economy. When or if you go out to eat, are you getting the entree or are you just getting appetizers? Now, come on, folks, be honest. Which one is it with you? According to the story here, sales of mozzarella sticks, pickle chips, cheese curds.
Oh, yeah.
Have gone up about a third this year compared to last year. Now, that's a lot, all right, 33%. That's a significant increase. It says here, meanwhile, orders for dessert, all right, that always comes at the end, right? Orders for dessert have dropped since last year. All right, so the last time you went out to eat, what exactly did you order? It says here the price of a meal at a full-service restaurant in September now was up 4.2% compared to a year ago. And so if that's the case, people are still, I guess, going out to eat, and they're saying, no, I think I'll just have the appetizer because that doesn't cost as much money. All right, now, Mr. Ironhead, be honest. The last time you went out to eat, did you get an entree or just an appetizer?
Well, the last time, an entree.
An entree. All right. Now, when you do that Goon and Ironhead show,
oh yeah,
you actually get food?
More often than not, yes.
And you get an entree or an appetizer?
Usually an entree.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We do love the apps. But.
Okay. All right. Well, according to these stats, more people are getting appetizers than entrees. And they, you know, the story mentions, you know, the weight loss drugs. Maybe that has something to do with it because a lot of people, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people are using that stuff. It quotes Papa John's Pizza. All right. Free plug for them. Apparently, their customers are opting for smaller pizzas and fewer toppings. Well, guess what? That would be a less expensive pizza.
Yeah.
So that's just online pizza orders have declined, according to this story. So, you know, Trump and friends can make whatever claims they want to make. Oh, things are great. Oh, you know, golden age, blah, blah, blah. For the rest of us down in normal land, maybe not so much. So we're going to take a break. Actually, we had our appetizers from yesterday.
They better still be
in the fridge.
Good
so
call.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to go to the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm going to go.
Oh, the day just got a lot brighter.
Yeah, we want our Friday appetizers. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment. You want to talk about a busy weekend of sports? Holy smokes, there's a lot of stuff going on. And then later on, open line time, Trump and company. These claims, that claims, oh boy. At the end of the show yesterday, I went to AI for some answers.
Yeah.
All right. I said I was going to bring that up. I got it right here.
You got him.
All right. So get ready. So you streamers, buckle your seatbelts. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get up and get going with 98.7 The Fox. one horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail.
This must be one of those obscure Christmas songs. Never heard this one before.
What fun it is.
You gotta do it with a twang.
A sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Seems like Scott's heard this one before. I don't know.
With a twang.
I'll have to look up the name of it later. You are listening to Let's Talk. And it's amazing that you're doing so.
Yes.
Bless you for finding
us. An award.
Via the stream this morning. Or perhaps you're listening, you know, to the 10 seconds every couple of minutes you can get via the airwaves this morning on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. We head into a busy sports weekend. Let's start with some Penn State football news. Guard Vega Ioane has been named a Football Writers Association of America second team All-America. It is the third All-American recognition for Ioane. The Nittany Lions, of course, getting ready for the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium against Clemson. That game will kick off at 12 noon, 1 week from tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. And, we'll probably learn a little bit more about the roster makeup. Terry Smith meeting with the media yesterday says he likes the way the team has been preparing for that game. Now, other football news for the Nittany Lions yesterday. Thought this one was coming, and it has now. Freshman defensive end Chaz Coleman announcing yesterday that he is entering the transfer portal. Coleman, one of the more promising young defensive prospects on that Nittany Lion roster. Penn State long snapper Tyler Duzanski has accepted a bid to play in the East-West Shrine Game. That'll be in Frisco, Texas, coming up in January. Duzanski played in 49 games in his Penn State career so far. He's earned a third-team All-Big Ten honors last season and was an honorable mention selection this season. College football action last night. Ho, ho, ho. Baby!
Oh, what?
That one lived up to the expectation. The Xbox Bowl, Arkansas State. I told you, Arkansas State knocked off Missouri State 34-28.
You told us.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah, right.
Arkansas State with the rousing victory. Both teams now finish the season with sterling 7-6 records.
Really? Okay.
Penn State wrestling team looking to make a little history tomorrow night in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nittany Lions have won 75 consecutive dual meets. The longest winning streak in NCAA Division I history is 76. That was set by Oklahoma State from the 1937 through 1951 seasons. Penn State can now tie that mark with a win over North Dakota State in a meet that will get underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And then, if Penn State beats North Dakota State, the Nittany Lions could set a new record with a victory over Stanford in a 7 o'clock match tomorrow night. Meanwhile, P.J. Duke has been named the Big Ten Wrestling Freshman of the Week. The Nittany Lion pinned Jared Hill of Wyoming in just 4 minutes and 9 seconds last Saturday night. Duke, if you've been keeping count, is now 6-0 on the season. He won one of his 6 bouts by injury default and won the other 5 by fall.
Whew.
That is what we call a good start to your collegiate career.
Wow.
The Penn State men's basketball team will be back in action Sunday afternoon against Pitt.
The Pitt Panthers. Here, right?
That game, Sunday afternoon, will be a noon tip-off
at
the Giant Center in Hershey. How many of you have ever seen an NCAA game at the Giant Center in Hershey?
Anybody with their hand up, you're lying, and we know that.
Oh, really?
There's never been an NCAA basketball game at that venue, but there will be Sunday afternoon at noon. Penn State and Pitt. Nittany Lions are 8-3 on the season. Panthers come in at 6-6 on the year. The game will air Sunday on the Big Ten Network. Lady Lion basketball team is in Henrico, Virginia this weekend. That is for the Culture Holiday Classic. The number 4, THA, Culture.
For the
Classic.
Okay.
Penn State will play Virginia Commonwealth University. I call them VCU. Little nickname I came up with.
Okay.
That'll be tomorrow at 3:30. And then Penn State will take on Richmond. I call them the Spiders. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Penn State is 6-3 on the season. On Wednesday night this week, the Bellefonte girls swim team tied Huntington 78-78. That's a pretty close meet.
Huh.
Does not happen often.
That's extremely rare. Yeah.
Huntington boys defeated Bellefonte 78-12 on Wednesday night as well. Some pretty good women's volleyball. That the Kentucky-Wisconsin match last night was spectacular. Kentucky rallied to defeat Wisconsin in the NCAA semifinals. The Wildcats win it in 5 sets, prevailing 15-13 in the decisive 5th set. And it will be an all-SEC final as Texas A&M swept Pitt in 3 games to advance to the finals as well. Kentucky and Texas A&M will play for the national title Sunday afternoon. That match will be at 3:30 in Kansas City, Missouri.
I caught the end of the Pitt-Texas A&M match. Pitt,
yeah.
Wasn't Pitt supposed to win?
They were slight favorites.
Yeah. 3-set sweep.
Yeah.
Adios, Panthers.
Yep.
Wow.
Now it'll be Texas A&M in Kentucky for the title. That match Sunday afternoon will air on ABC. The Seattle Seahawks came back to defeat the L.A. Rams in overtime last night. I turned it off. The Seahawks scored a touchdown. They went for 2. It got batted down. I turned it off and went to sleep. I figured the Rams had it. Somehow they came back and won the game. That particular play, the pass did not get batted down. The lateral got batted down and was recovered in the end zone by the Seahawks for a touchdown. Player just kind of reached out and picked it up. He's like, yeah, here you go, officials. And it was a good thing he picked it up, as it turned out, because that gave Seattle the 2-point conversion on what looked like a terrific, and it was a terrific defensive play by the Rams, but they looked at it on a review like, that's a lateral. And
went backwards.
The Seattle player picked it up, got the 2 points, and then they converted another 2-point conversion after Smith and Jigba had a touchdown reception to pull the Seahawks to within a point in overtime. Seattle said, well, the last 2-point conversion worked so well, let's try it again. And Sam Darnold found Eric Saubert in the end zone, kind of went through his progression, and he's, oh, there's Mr. Saubert, first reception of the night. Pretty important one. 2 points, and the Seahawks win it in dramatic overtime fashion, 38-37. And, yeah, just a wild game last night for Seattle. And watching the celebration, it seemed like the Seahawks enjoyed the win. that was my interpretation.
I'm sure
they
did,
seemed to be happy about it.
Big win.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Boy, it'd be nice if they would enjoy a win this weekend. They will visit Detroit and take on the Lions Sunday afternoon. We will have live coverage of that game on Sunday here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Our coverage will start at 4 o'clock from Detroit. And then the Steelers battling it out right now with the Ravens. They have the lead and the tiebreaker advantage right now over the Ravens. And the Ravens have a big one of their own. They'll be home with the New England Patriots. Our coverage of that game will get underway at 8 o'clock Sunday night. And you never know. You know, 50-50 chance you might be able to listen to it on the air here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. You'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. Philadelphia Eagles will visit the Commanders tomorrow afternoon. That'll be a 5 o'clock kickoff. Philadelphia, by the way, can clinch the NFC East with a win tomorrow. It's all over if the Eagles can win that game tomorrow. Closing in on a division title.
Should have clinched a week or two ago. But
Eagles are looking to build a little momentum here toward the postseason. Would help to get the win here and get on a little bit of a roll heading into the playoffs. Of course, the Steelers are looking to do the exact same thing. And that is a little something I like to call sports.
All right, I got a bunch of things, but we got to take a break here in a little moment. All right, Steelers and Lions. Now, I'm on ESPN's app yesterday, and somebody wrote, you know, it's prediction time, and so you got to write about something.
Oh, I get
And
it.
So this person or group, it might have been a group or a person, they did a simulation of the entire playoff from now until the Super Bowl. They did they used some computer program or something, and they did a simulation from this weekend all the way to the Super Bowl. Now, Mr. Ironhead, the good news is the Steelers make the playoffs in this guy's simulation.
Yep. And they dominate and win the AFC championship. No. Then who do they win over in the
Super Bowl? No. Now, first off, this weekend the Lions are at home with the Steelers. The Lions are a 7-point favorite. Okay? According to this guy's simulation, this is where I started getting doubtful.
I'm getting hopeful.
Detroit is going to win on Sunday by a score of 47-10.
I could see that.
Oh, come on. 47-10?
I could see
that. The Lions aren't that good, or not that good.
Mm.
Are you serious? All right. We'll talk on Monday.
Yeah.
47-10? I don't know about that.
You may want to take a look at Detroit's running game and then look at the Steelers. Dolphins game notwithstanding, the Steelers rushing defense this season.
Is T.J. Watt playing this weekend? Do you know?
Don't think so.
I was going to say, he's still not quite ready yet. So, anyway. But the simulation predicts that the Steelers will then beat the Browns and will once again beat the Ravens.
Whoop.
That's according to this dude's simulation.
All right.
Now, then he has them in the playoffs.
Yes.
And then they're going to play the Buffalo Bills in the first round.
Oh, boy.
He has them beating the Bills.
What?
Yes. Okay, now we're in agreement.
Huh.
Are you serious? So he has the Steelers winning their first game against Buffalo, who, didn't they pummel the Steelers like a few weeks ago or something?
So the tequila was going down smoothly for this fellow.
But then he has the Steelers losing in a close game to the Patriots.
They beat the Patriots
earlier this season.
Not in the playoffs. Time and time and time again.
Good
Lord.
Real quick, the volleyball. I watched just a little bit of the volleyball last night. I wanted, you know, Pitt, I'm thinking, all right, they're a number one seed. Let's go see what they do. And Texas A&M just beat them last night. 3 straight sets, which is, for me, a bit of a shocker. I'm rooting for Kentucky.
Are you?
All right. Now, Kentucky beat Wisconsin. Now, that went the full 5, I could say, late last night, I guess. I had a chance to see Kentucky up close and personal because they were here in September. They were here for a Penn State weekend. Penn State played Kentucky on a Friday night. Lost. Then Penn State played New Hampshire on Sunday of that weekend, won. But in between, the two teams, Kentucky and New Hampshire, played each other at Rec Hall. And it was a Penn State football weekend, so apparently the regular announcer wasn't available. And so Penn State Athletics gets on the horn to the bullpen. Hey, Scott, can you help us out? Yeah, sure. So I announced the Kentucky-New Hampshire match, which, I mean, it wasn't even close. And I thought, wow, this Kentucky team is really good. I mean, just like these girls are good. New Hampshire is okay. I mean, they clobbered New Hampshire in that match. The match didn't take very long. All right, they needed me for like an hour. That was about it. Kentucky just wiped the floor with New Hampshire, and I thought, ooh, this team's gone places. And sure enough, they're in the national championship.
It was wild. Did not look like they were going places in the first game last night. That was just a beatdown by Wisconsin in that first game. And then Kentucky, like, got ticked off, won the second game. Like, okay, well, and then Wisconsin prevailed, and you're like, all right. Think Wisconsin has this, but Kentucky battled back, took the fourth, and then just kind of was a little ahead pretty much the whole way through that fifth set and ended up winning it 15-13. Really good match last night between Kentucky and Wisconsin. And yeah, we'll see what happens there in the national title match now between A&M, Texas A&M, and Kentucky on Sunday afternoon. By the way, I forgot to go through the let me just run through all of the Penguins who scored in the game at Ottawa last night.
Okay, go ahead. Come on. Okay, go ahead. Just name them. It's just name them.
You want them in alphabetical order?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, no, in order of like when they scored.
Chronological order of when they scored.
Because you said yesterday they need to get out on the road. They need to get away from home.
Yeah, they just needed to get away from the home arena. Yeah. That'll turn things around.
And the scores were?
That would be 4-0. Ottawa beat them 4-0. Ooh. That was not fun.
Now what? They go to Montreal to get smacked around?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Sabres have won 4 straight. They beat the Flyers last night 5-3.
Gracious. If the Sabres...
Not a good night.
The Sabres can win.
Not a good night.
Why can't the Penguins?
4 in a row, no less. Yeah, 76ers, by the way, will be at the New York Knicks tonight.
All right, very quickly. Yeah. We're going to take a break. I want to do a little college football talk. We got newsy stuff as well. We'll save that for a little later on. All right, you got these two wrestling matches tomorrow evening. Come on, you must be a little excited because we got history on the line here. You must be a little excited, aren't you?
I am. I think it's going to be a really, really cool moment for the program.
All right. And I've heard you, again, our word for the day is streaming. That's one of our favorite current words right now, streaming. Your stuff is streamed on the Penn State website.
It is.
GoPSUSports.com. So tomorrow evening, you can go to that website and go to wrestling and listen to my buddy here set history. Well, okay, you're not setting the history, but you're announcing the history. There we go.
Yes, right. Correct.
5 o'clock and 7 o'clock?
Yep, 5 o'clock against North Dakota State and then Stanford at 7 o'clock.
All right, there we go. So we're going to take a break. So when he comes back Monday morning for the show, he's going to be like a history guy. He's going to be like Mr. History.
That's right.
Oh, he made history. Mm-hmm. Well, sort of. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. College football. Again, big weekend. Folks, do you know the college football playoff starts tonight? All right. What do you think's going to happen? I'm going to quiz my buddy here to see what he thinks going to happen. Do your own simulation. All right. There you go. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family member's needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Of course, is Kendrick Lamar bringing us back in here on a Friday morning. No, that's not Kendrick.
No. Huh. This is one of my favorite Christmas songs.
St. Nick. It is Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you here on Let's Talk. And, yep, we are aware of the on-air issues with the radio signal this morning. So spread the word. Pop on to the website, 987, excuse me, thefox.info. Still getting over the cold.
There you go. 987thefox.info. By the way, if you go to 987thefox.com, it jumps over to info.
Well, that is true.
Either one works.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. And then look for the buttons that say stream, click, listen, have a good time. All right, there we go. We're going to see if we're going to, for us, set a record this morning. I've got an eye on our streaming computer, and we'll see if it keeps on going. We'll do some newsy stuff in the next hour. Oh, there's plenty of that. Are you kidding me? Big college football weekend. Big football weekend. What am I saying? How many NFL games are tomorrow? Three? Is it three? Saturday NFL games.
Yeah, three or four.
Three, yes. Yeah. Which, again, NFL does this every year after the college football regular season ends.
Yep.
They start their Saturday games. Okay.
Well, maybe just two. I was thinking.
I thought there was three.
No, we got the Eagles and the Commanders at five, and then the Packers and the Bears from Chicago tomorrow night at 8:20.
All right, two. Okay, that works. Yeah, you had the Chaz Coleman story. I'm like, oh. Young Mr. Coleman is from Ohio. Now, of course, there's the speculation right off the bat.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Gee, wonder where he's going or wants to go and so on. Bo Prabula is entering the transfer portal. Okay, remember him? Now, the question is, where's he going to end up? Is he going to end up? I think I might have mentioned this a while back. What's more important, coach or school? So, in other words, could he possibly end up at Virginia Tech, coach James Franklin, or could he somehow come back here, school? Because he is from Pennsylvania, he's from York County, that maybe he wants to, you know, come on back here where he knows a lot of stuff. Am I correct? He has 1 year remaining, right? Just 1 year.
As of now, with the current rules.
Yes. With the current rules, he has one more year left. You know, the crazy stuff. So I guess I'm a little surprised, maybe, that more Penn Staters haven't said, yep, I'm going to do the portal thing. Are they maybe waiting for after the bowl game? Before they would announce, okay, I'm going to do the portal thing. You're nodding your head.
Would be, yeah, presumably.
Okay. Because, again, is it four guys? What's the numbers here? Four Penn State players have announced, we're not doing the bowl game, going pro, you know, that gig. Four. What was Clemson's number? 20?
Well, 27 total are not going to play. Now, that includes injury, opt-outs, for the draft and transfer portal guys. So it's a more comprehensive list that they have put together.
Four versus 27. Holy smokes. The Pinstripe Bowl is a week from tomorrow. Yes, Saturday the 27th. It should, you know, Penn State Clemson, you think, yeah, this will be a great game. 27 guys for them have backed out. Oof. Anyway, that's kind of wild. All right, let me pick my friend's brain here. We've got these college football playoff games. We got one tonight, and then there's three tomorrow. All right, Mr. Ironhead, put on your prediction hat.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Now, tonight's game is, I mean, on paper, great game.
Yep,
Alabama, Oklahoma. All right, SEC matchup. It is now Oklahoma. All right. Oklahoma is the 1.5-point favorite in this game. The last time I saw Alabama against Georgia, they were terrible. I mean, they were terrible. Georgia just dominated that game.
You weren't impressed?
No. I'm thinking, Alabama, you look awful. They were really bad. What do you think tonight, Alabama or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Why?
Home. Primarily.
That's it?
That is it.
All right. Now, yeah, the this is...
Not much separating all right, these two.
Remember, like, Penn State last year hosted SMU, so this opening round is home sites. It's not some bowl game place. That's next week, all right, or next time out. So you like Oklahoma at home against Alabama. The way Alabama played again, what, a couple of weeks ago? I have to agree with you. They were terrible that game. They were really bad. Now, tomorrow... You got Texas A&M, and you got Miami. All right? ACC is begging Miami to win. Could you please give us a shred of decency? because the ACC is not looking good for football right now. Texas A&M is the home team. They are a 3-point favorite. This is tomorrow at noon. Mr. Ironhead, what do you think will happen? He's thinking about it. Oh.
Yeah, I would love upsets, but no upset.
Which means Texas A&M?
Favorite team wins.
Okay. Joe Bastardi is probably streaming listening, so you better say the right thing. He's a big Aggies fan. All right. Then the two games tomorrow, which, okay, if you remember Penn State SMU, I mean, Penn State dominated SMU last year. It was terrible. It was ugly. Ole Miss at home against Tulane. Ole Miss, according to this, is a 17.5-point favorite. So, Mr. Ironhead, does Tulane have any chance tomorrow afternoon?
You're saying there's a chance. Yeah, there's a chance. It's not going to happen, but sure, there's a chance.
Does Tulane belong in this gig? Now, there's the argument.
Well, under, yes, they do.
Because
the rules have them
the
in.
Rules.
Yeah.
The rules.
That is correct.
Again, I seem to remember when they announced this. We want the best 12 teams. And allegedly, that's why Notre Dame's not playing. We want the best 12 teams. Is Tulane one of the best 12 teams?
Well, that's a flawed way to look at it. From my, because do you think we have the best teams are in the NFL playoffs? The teams that are playing the best at the end of the season? No, that's not the way that works.
Okay,
it's the teams that have earned the spots. I, you know, Nick Saban had. I'm okay if they want to change it up, but. Nick Saban was saying, like, we don't have, his comparison was, we don't have, like, the top AAA team in baseball going to the playoffs, so why is Tulane and James Madison here? Well, because they're in the same Division I football. Like, they are in the same, I get that they're not in the same financial ballpark as the so-called big boys, and that's why I'm arguing, yeah, let go ahead and have the four power conferences break off and form their own league. I'm fine with that. But you can't have a league. College football is the only Division I college football is the only athletic conglomeration that I'm aware of where you know at the start of the season that about half of the teams that are in, that are playing in that division of football have zero chance, no chance of going to the playoffs. Well, that's ridiculous. Now, if you, again, my argument would be, and to Nick Saban's point, I don't think it's a bad one, that these guys aren't actually playing the same caliber of football. Well, then let's separate them and make that clear. Because right now, they are all Division I schools, whether it's a MAC school or an SEC school or a Conference America school. I agree. They're not actually playing the same game, but they're all in the same Division I college football. What they need to do is actually go ahead and separate. Hey, we have the Power Four conferences. Maybe there needs to be some paring down even there. And these are the big boys, and then everybody else can play in whatever that next tier is. That's fine. But you can't have a quote-unquote Division I college football, my opinion here, and say, yeah, well, half of you have no chance of playing for a championship. Well, why exactly would you participate in a sport where you know you have no chance? And to refute that, you could come back to me with, what about the public schools in Pennsylvania, like 6A schools that are public and pets. Well, that's a good point, and I don't really have a good argument to come back at you with on that one. Another argument for another day. Anyways.
Right, there we go.
Carry on.
And then tomorrow evening is Oregon and James Madison. Here we go again.
JMU.
Oregon is a 20.5-point favorite.
JMU.
Does JMU have any chance tomorrow night? Well, of course they have a chance.
Absolutely.
But.
It's like a 0.0001% chance. But, you know, Oregon could just turn the ball over like 20 times.
20 times.
James Madison could end up winning it by a point.
Very interesting.
If that happens.
20 times. So you've got Oklahoma, you've got the home teams winning all four games.
I do have the home teams.
All right, there we go.
Prevailing in every single matchup this
week. Very interesting. All right, so folks, stay tuned for that. All right, let's take a break right here. When we come back, we can move on to some, well, we will move on to some newsy stuff. Research that I have done, if you want to call it research. Your phone calls, of course, welcome as well on a beautiful streaming Friday. Oh, it's just great. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy. All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't laugh. Merry Christmas,
Merry. All right, now we get Kendrick Lamar bringing us back in here on a Friday morning. Huh?
Not according to USA Today recently, the worst Christmas song ever.
Oh, outrageous.
That's what they claim.
Outrageous claim.
Worst Christmas song ever.
Oh, please.
Now, folks, we have open line time, all right? 814-954-7266. We invite you to call in. A, is this the worst Christmas song ever?
No. Alvin responded. He just, you know, a little slow on the uptake. But come on, once Alvin joins in, it just takes off from there.
If you don't think this is the worst Christmas song, which one is?
Ooh, all right. Now that's a good question.
Now you can define worst however you want to define worst.
Uh-huh.
All right. Come on, Alvin.
Alvin!
Oh, Alvin.
Alvin's always the one who messes it up. Holy mackerel.
The worst Christmas song.
That's according to some writer. I believe it was USA Today. This was the day you were out. Worst Christmas song. This one.
Huh.
I thought, oh, man, really? Okay. 814-954-7266. There we go.
Well, we could stay with the Christmas theme. Did you see the list of favorite Christmas, I'm trying to think if it was treats or cookies. Let me bring up the story here. Because we had this, I had this yesterday, and it just never seemed like the right time to bring it up. But it is the, I misplaced. Oh, here we go. I think this is it. Let me just go back through here and get the list. But it's the best, I think it's Christmas cookie.
Okay.
Yes, all right. Your favorite holiday cookie. What is the favorite holiday cookie of Americans? This is an American survey.
You're asking me?
Yes.
Chocolate chip.
That would be incorrect.
What?
Not the favorite holiday cookie.
Chocolate chip. People love chocolate chip cookies at Christmas. That's what you're supposed to leave out for Santa. Come on.
I think Santa would be very pleased to get this
cookie
as well.
Okay, is this some spiffy cookie or something?
It's a pretty spiffy cookie.
All right, well, so what's the spiffy cookie? I can't get it.
This would be your gingerbread cookie.
Gingerbread.
The
man.
Gingerbread cookies are the most popular overall in the United States. And in 38 of the 50 states, gingerbread cookies are number one.
Is that right?
As the favorite holiday cookie here in America.
All right. My wife makes those. So, yeah. I'll agree with that. Gingerbread cookie.
I do like the
little gingerbread man.
I like
man.
The gingerbread.
All right. Little gingerbread man. That's fine. All right. So, in that vein.
Yeah.
What are the unhealthiest holiday drinks?
Oh, come on now. Probably
and this is
all of my favorites.
Either alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Well, these ne'er-do-wells, if they put eggnog on the list, and I'm sure it's there, to heck with them. To heck with them if eggnog's on the list.
Actually, it's
all right, no eggnog? All right.
Not here.
I can take this list with
not here.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
So let's
a little more rum over here.
Now, again, you define unhealthy, okay? You decide that. The unhealthiest alcoholic holiday drinks. Number one on this list is pina colada. I don't know, pina colada at holidays, okay?
No, no, that I think of that as like a Christmas drink.
Well, apparently
pina
some
pina colada?
That's according to this.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Person.
I just don't know that I necessarily associate it with. I associate that more with like a 4th of July celebration, a summer celebration.
Well, it's got a lot of sugar in it, so they don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this is from a website called mentalfloss.com. I've read their stuff.
Thank goodness.
All right.
Eggnog does not have that sugary stuff.
Number two on the list is margarita. A holiday margarita is just not good for you, according to these people.
Blah, blah, blah.
Number three is an espresso martini. I've folks, can I admit this? I've never had an espresso. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm just not. All right. But this is an espresso martini. All right. Bad, bad, bad. Uh-oh. Number four on the list is a lager beer.
Get out of here.
Lager beer. And number five on the list is a Guinness beer.
Get out of here.
Unhealthiest alcoholic holiday drinks.
Absolute nonsense.
All right. Then we scroll down to the unhealthiest alcohol-free holiday drinks. Now, again, folks, there's a ton of websites out there, and websites need content. And so you pretty much get content wherever you can get it, just so you have something to post. As I'm reading this story, that's what makes me think, like, okay, we need to fill up space. All right, here's one. Unhealthiest alcohol-free holiday drink. Number one on the list is pretty much any energy drink. Energy drinks are not healthy for you.
Well, yeah.
You agree with that? Okay. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 on the list.
Yeah.
Fruit juices. So you got orange juice, grape juice, canned or bottled lemon water. They don't even like lemon water on this list.
Huh.
Wow.
That seems a little harsh.
I thought lemon water is supposed to be kind of healthy for you. Huh. Okay. And, oh, my goodness, number five on the list is Guinness again. This is the alcohol-free Guinness. All right? So whoever came up...
Well, that just seems like a ridiculous thing.
Whoever wrote this thing really doesn't like Guinness, I guess. Oof. All right. No, amazingly, eggnog did not make the list.
That is good, because eggnog is a holiday must for yours truly.
Really?
Yeah, it's not an option.
Not my speed, all right? So, you have a favorite, like a brand or something? Or
I like them all.
You like them all. Okay.
Let's eggnog it up, kids.
All right, so you got your cheese there right behind you.
That is
now
correct.
Now we need to get some eggnog for
you. A little eggnog.
But it needs to be eggnog with a little. Needs to be eggnog
party.
With a little something in it, right?
Did you see the? Well, yeah. I mean, you got to do it upright.
Okay, all right.
Speaking of mental floss, did you see the five? What did they label it? The five Christmas superstitions you probably never knew existed.
Oh,
and this is it's a great list. Hmm. There is number five is the good luck pies.
I could use one of those.
From Mental Floss, food is a huge part of the Christmas period. Well, yeah. And as a result, a huge number of festive superstitions have emerged over the years relating to Christmas food and drink. Sweet mince pies, for instance, have long been a popular Christmas staple in England, where it was once believed that eating 12 of them, one each, from 12 different friends, or at 12 different houses, during the 12 days of Christmas, was a means of guaranteeing 12 months of good luck the following year.
And a whole lot of calories.
So yeah, okay. Go enjoy those mince pies at 12 different friends. Just keep... I'm here for some mince pie! see how that works out with you and your friend.
Yikes. Okay.
Christmas morning's dew. Given the religious origin of Christmas, many of the natural occurrences of the season came to be superstitiously associated with the Nativity and Jesus Christ. And as a result, were considered good luck. Not least among our old friends here, the Pennsylvania Dutch. The dew and early morning moisture of Christmas Eve, long believed to have various magical health-giving properties in the early days of the good old U.S. of A. As a result, mothers would sometimes leave a small piece, or traditionally 3 pieces of bread, outside on Christmas Eve, so that by the following morning it was coated in dew. A small piece of the dew-coated bread would then be given to each member of the household to protect them from fevers for the upcoming year. Now, this one, for some reason, seems to be speaking to my heart. This would be your Christmas underwear. Many of the traditions we now associate with Christmas time, from hanging evergreen branches around the house to decorating Christmas trees, emerged in continental Europe, and in particular, the European North. And as a result, a great many of these ancient traditions and superstitions were imported from Northern Europe to the northeastern United States in the 17th and 18th centuries.
Yep.
And they gained a new life among Pennsylvania Dutch and German settlers. Not all of the ancient superstitions, though, according to Mental Floss, have stood the test of time. And judging by what many of the Pennsylvania Dutch once believed, that may be for the betterment of the good old U.S. of A.
Okay.
Once considered bad luck to bathe between Christmas and New Year.
Oh.
So if you wanted good luck for the New Year, no bath, no shower between Christmas and New Year.
Okay.
Thankfully, kids, I think we can move on from that one.
Ooh, yeah.
Apple wassailing. From Mental Floss, you've probably heard the word wassail, connection to Christmas, go a wassailing, either as in the name of a kind of festive punch,
yes,
or as a verb relating to the door-to-door caroling or merrymaking that some of us like to partake in.
Okay.
Little less likely, though, that you've heard of the ancient English tradition of apple wassailing or orchard wassailing, which was a kind of Christmas or year-end ceremony intended to protect the following year's apple harvest. Different versions of the bizarre superstitious ritual across the United Kingdom, but it is thought that it originally started in the apple orchards of Cornwall and the other country's far southwest corner of England, where cider making has long been practiced. Typically, a group of locals, usually young men, not always, but usually, would visit whatever orchard they wished to protect at Christmas time, armed with drums, bells, whistles, and all manner of noise-making tools and instruments.
Oh, boy.
See, I think I could get
a lot of noise
I
there.
I could get behind that one.
All right.
And then the number one Christmas tradition that you may not have heard of, according to Mental Floss, that would be the Yule Goat.
The Yule Goat.
Look closely enough at a Christmas tree in parts of Scandinavia, and you may see a small straw effigy of a goat tied up in red ribbons, hanging from one of the frontmost branches. Wander the streets of a nearby town, and you might see a larger one outside a local business, or in parts of Sweden at least, an enormous one right there in the town square.
Oh.
The old Yule Goat, or the Julebock, as we like to say. It's a traditional decoration often said to bring good luck and bounty in the year ahead. The origins of Julebock are thought to date back to pre-Christian times. According to at least one version of the tale, the Julebock is thought to be a nod to the Norse thunder god Thor, who is said to ride across the sky in a chariot drawn by two enormous horned goats. At the end of each day, Thor would then slaughter the goats and eat their meat, and then use his hammer to resurrect them and continue his journey across the skies the following day.
I saw
that would be the way to do it.
I saw that in an Avengers movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's same stuff.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
I got that. All right.
So there you go. Enjoy your Christmas superstitions, you
all right, folks,
crazy kids.
You got it. We got to take a break. You got a few days to get your Yule Goat.
That's right.
Put together. All right. You got a few days, so get right on that. I'm sure, you know, Michael's store has some stuff you can use for the Yule Goat. All right, or a crafty store or something. All right,
and
get on that
Christmas underwear on and go out.
Oh yeah, the Christmas
holiday season.
Well, but you do hang stockings,
but please bathe sometime in there between Christmas and New Year.
Don't do that one, folks.
I'm begging you,
please,
kids. Please.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back again. If you want to chime in with calls, we're good with that. Ah, the federal government. Oh, we just love those folks. We're going to try to help them again solve their problems.
Somebody's
got
to do it.
We got the answers. I don't know why they're not listening. They can stream down there in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they can.
Not hard. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
You know, a Hawaiian Christmas would not be the worst thing.
No.
I've never done that. Maybe I need to put that on the bucket.
Well, have a word with your wife.
A little Hawaiian Christmas
from Don
yes,
Ho.
Yes, please.
For those of you that don't know Don Ho, H-O, Don Ho, look him up. Do a web search. When I was growing up, my dad had a Don Ho album.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, what are you listening to this guy for? Don Ho.
Good old Don.
You know, just hula music. You know, like, okay, very nice. Don Ho.
Of course, at this time of the year, he went by Don Ho, Ho, Ho.
Ho, Ho, Ho. Yeah, that's good.
See what we did there?
That's perfect.
Uh-huh.
Right, there we go. Don Ho, a Hawaiian legend.
Yes.
I mean, do I assume this time of year, they over in Hawaii, they must play like Don Ho 24/7?
I would think.
Probably. Some
I would think that.
Some station with an actual FM transmitter that works would be playing Don Ho 24/7. All right, so there we go. Very interesting. All right, open line time to end our week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 814-954-7266. As soon as my buddy here talks about the Yule goat,
That's right.
Here at our studio, at least, the sun has popped out. It is extremely nice and bright this morning.
Good luck has been brought to the Valley
Look at
of Happiness.
That, yeah.
You are welcome. Thank you, dear Yule Goat.
The Yule Goat.
That is correct.
All right, there we go. Now, folks, not to depress you, all right, but we're going to talk about the federal government. Not to depress you. First off, Congress goes on their holiday break today, and they're not supposed to be coming back until after the new year.
Could we please talk about something more uplifting? Maybe stage 5 cancer, something more uplifting than this,
well,
for crying out loud. The holidays are just around the corner.
Well, we're going to help, okay? We're going to help. Now, if you were listening yesterday, all right, Donald Trump, President Trump, had that speech on TV Wednesday night, which didn't impress me. Again, big Trump fans, oh, what a great speech it was, showing strength, rah, rah, rah. No, it was a 20-minute shout. It was a lecture. And the last thing the American people need right now is a lecture. And that's pretty much what it was Wednesday night. It was a 20-minute lecture, shouting, essentially, lecture. Not a fan. Now, on the other side of that coin, again, for all the folks that are affected by this Obamacare subsidies going away, unless some emergency move is made, that's supposed to start January 1st, and it's going to happen. All right, because, again, Congress apparently is calling it quits for a holiday break. All the members will go home for Christmas today, if they haven't already, and they won't be coming back, I guess, until the first full week of January. So think January 5, January 6, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood. So, again, if you're one of those folks, you got the subsidies from Penny or one of these other, I don't know, outfits, whatever, hopefully by now already you've done the research, or in our case, now this affects me, all right? My wife and I are older and so on, and no, you know, job-related health insurance, so this affects us. And so we've had some chats with a financial advisor friend, like, okay, what the heck can we do here? And so we're kind of shifting around and so on. I've given my suggestion to the Republicans, just extend the subsidies for a limited period of time so that folks aren't going to get clobbered with health insurance costs come January, which is going to happen, and that will not bode well for Republicans in Washington. It's going to make them look really bad because, despite what they say, they own this one now. The Democrats do not. Yes, Democrats and the moves they made during the Biden years put us in this position, but it is not their cause anymore. Now it's a Republican problem. And this idea of the subsidies has just made it worse. Obamacare was a terrible idea, and now we all know it. Because it allowed healthcare companies and insurance companies to just say, oh, look, there's lots of extra money. Let's go grab it. So let's jack up our rates and go grab as much of that money as we can. And that's what's happened over a number of years. It's simple. I mean, we're talking basic math here, folks. And the idea, again, from government, if we just throw money at a problem, it'll fix it. How many times have we seen or heard that? We'll just throw lots of money. That'll fix it. Or some, I don't know, union of some kind. You know, they're aiming to make more money for union members. And the idea, if you just give us more money, we'll do such great things. Throw more money at us. And so on Wednesday, actually while I'm watching Trump give his lecture, this just came to me as I'm sitting there, and I thought, gee, can we find one instance where throwing money at a problem actually solved the problem? Now, folks, think about that in our vast streaming audience. I mean, can you think of one instance? Throwing money at the problem, solve the problem. And I'm sitting there Wednesday night, I'm like, no, I couldn't think of one. And I just thought, boy, I mean, we've heard this line forever, right? Throwing money at a problem. That somehow that's the answer. I'm thinking, there's got to be something out there. And so I jump on my computer. I thought, all right, AI, I guess, is far smarter than I am and has vast more resources. Let's give this a try. Now, I wish I had done this with multiple AIs, because, again, folks, if somehow you don't follow this, there's a bunch of these now. ChatGPT is the most famous, the most used. I did it with that one. I should have tried this with, let's see, Perplexity, Claude, Gemini, Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI, G-R-O-K, Grok, strange name. And there are some other ones out there. I should have done it with multiple ones, but I just did this with ChatGPT. All right, now at the very end of the show yesterday, I said I did this, then we ran out of time. So here's the question I gave to ChatGPT, which is far more intelligent than me. All right, the question I put in, I said, you are a researcher, and I am seeking an answer to what question? Can you locate one instance where throwing more money at a problem actually solved the problem?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I kept going. This is especially for any federal government actions in the past, but could also include moves by private companies and business entities. Search the web for examples where increasing spending by a significant amount actually resulted in a problem being eliminated. List any examples you can find below. So in other words, it came out. And then I hit the go button. Now, if you do this sort of thing, and I'm thinking ChatGPT in particular, a little message usually pops up on the screen that says, thinking, thinking. I'm like, okay, ChatGPT, how much thinking you need to do? It needed 10 seconds. That's not bad, okay?
Yeah.
10 seconds. Now, I've done research on all kinds of different things, and at times my prompt is extremely particular. And it'll say, thinking, and then thinking some more. It's like, okay, you keep going, ChatGPT. Well, ChatGPT, he, she, it, whatever you want to call it, comes back with an answer, all right? And actually came back with some examples of things where we threw money at a problem and it solved the problem.
Okay.
All right? Now, this is not a joke. These are legit. But, now listen to the examples. First off, it only came up with five of them. I didn't give a number. I didn't say, give me the top three or top ten. I just said, gimme.
Okay.
All right? It came up with five of them. Number one, smallpox. Now, we don't know smallpox these days because it's gone, thankfully. Smallpox was horrible decades and centuries ago. It was terrible. And back in the, I guess, the 60s, a decision was made, let's dump some money into vaccine programs and so on to see if we can stop this. And it did. All right? We don't deal with smallpox anymore. It says here the U.S. spent roughly $200 to $300 million in the 60s and 70s. All right? So we found money. We threw it at the problem. Now, we did some things. All right? We did some smart things, and it worked. There's one.
Huh. That doesn't seem like us. We did some smart things.
Well, hold on. Number two is polio. Now, this is much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Franklin Roosevelt had polio, and it was debilitating. And it was back in those days, like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
We did the same thing. We found money. We put it into a mass immunization program, not just here, but I guess around the world. And it did it. We haven't had polio in 30 years. All right? So there's one. Now, we had money, we spent it, and we had a plan, and it worked perfectly. Great. All right, number three, Operation Warp Speed. Now, that's COVID-19. Remember 5 years ago, we were all panicking. What is this virus? People are dying. This is horrible, which it was. We need a vaccine. And so we had these drug companies who said, hey, if we get a little help with money, we can warp speed our research and get these vaccines out faster than we've ever gotten them out before, which is true. Now, there's some argument about this one. All right. It says here we spent tens of billions of dollars. Yeah, that's about right. $18 billion for vaccine development and manufacturing support. All right, now again, you can argue about the COVID-19 vaccines. A lot of people are still doing that. But they got them out, people got the vaccines, and eventually we got past COVID. Now, vaccines did that? I think so, yes. Some folks might argue differently. All right, it was herd immunity. All right, in other words, enough people get sick, and eventually COVID kind of goes down.
Yep.
And that's what's happened over the last 5 years. All right, so, all right, warp speed. Got it. Number four, the Marshall Plan. Now, here you need to know your history. All right, after World War II, Europe was in shambles. We were looking great. And so George Marshall, the former general, then Secretary of State, came up with the Marshall Plan, where we invested, it says here, over $13 billion at the time to help Europe get back on its feet. And everybody recognizes the Marshall Plan was a good idea. It worked. We helped Europe kind of rebuild itself. Now, the problem with the Marshall Plan is after Europe rebuilt itself, what we should have said was, okay, Europe, we helped you out. All right, we helped you get back on your feet and rebuild. So now we're going to get rid of all these special things you've been getting and go back to kind of normal. And somehow we never quite did that, to the point where our European friends have been taking economic advantage of us folks for decades, until Trump and company come walk in. They're like, wait a minute, we can't keep doing this. We've got a $250 billion annual trade deficit with Europe, and they're our friends? That's not supposed to happen. All right, so the Marshall Plan worked. They should have pulled the plug on it at some point. And then the last one is the Clean Air Act, U.S. acid rain. This goes back to about the late 1980s, early 1990s. We invested a bunch of money to try to cut down on acid rain, and it worked. Now, we spent a bunch of money, and we had a plan, and it worked. Great. Now, it's interesting. ChatGPT is my favorite, all right? ChatGPT gives its details and information, and then it often adds some notes.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a person, kind of adds some notes. Here's the first note from ChatGPT.
All right.
Are you ready?
I think.
It says here, this is the computer talking, it says, in almost every real example, money alone wasn't enough. Success came from funding plus coordination, clear goals, technical strategy, legal frameworks, and then sustained implementation. I would agree with all those things.
Yeah.
It says, the phrase throwing money at a problem is usually fair only when paired with competent program design. Obamacare was not competent program design.
No.
It was throwing money at a problem. That's all it was. Didn't solve any issues. And now we've got, oh, we need to keep doing that. You know, Democrats in D.C., come on. If you're a Democrat, you're listening to me. Are you embarrassed? You should be. It's just, no, we keep throwing money at the problem. Doesn't solve the problem. We need to finally solve the problem. Now, again, Republicans, oh, we got the answers finally. Number one, they're never going to put it together in a week or two. Not going to happen. So when my crazy idea, okay, go ahead and extend the subsidies, but also say, okay, we're going to start to fix this problem. We're going to need some time to do it. My thought was 2 years, not three, two. We're going to solve this problem once and for all. Now, that would take some fortitude and courage from members of Congress. Christmas humor. Just like Christmas humor, isn't that great? We'll take a break here in a moment. We have one more segment to wrap up the week. If you have a thought on that, again, ChatGPT essentially backed me up. You don't just throw money at a problem and solve it. If you get money, invest it, and you have a plan, here's what we're going to do. Step one, two, three, four. By the time we get to the end, the problem is gone. That worked with polio. That worked with smallpox. That worked with the COVID vaccine. If you want to argue about it or not, that's up to you. It worked with the Marshall Plan, except we never pulled the plug, which was stupid on our part. It worked, but it had a plan. Right now, all this crap in D.C. is money, 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 money. No real long-term plan.
It worked for Ohio State football last year and the L.A. Dodgers the last couple of years. But
how about that? Yeah, they've been throwing money, but then they've had a plan,
mm-hmm.
and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Penn State, now we're talking about football.
All right.
Penn State, well, we'll see. Won't wait. Let's take a break. Folks, what do you think? All right. If you got one of those penny plans, get ready. Hopefully you've been paying attention. You're going to be paying a lot more for your insurance in January. The question is maybe how long is that going to continue? Good question. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break, take your calls, have some thoughts when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter is at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Oh, you got that right. It is Let's Talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the 3-day party weekend, and we do it in style. Speaking of 3 days, that's how many will be on the air next week.
And the week after.
Yes. Come to think of it. So, yes, we will have shows Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. No show Thursday, no show Friday. And we'll follow that exact same pattern the following week for the week between Christmas and New Year as well.
Coming back today.
Yeah, I don't want it back. I liked it.
Again, if you haven't been outside yet this morning, overnight it was really warm when that rain moved through.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Low 50s, I think it was. Temperature now is going down slowly, and by this afternoon, this evening, again, we're supposed to have a wind advisory all day, and the temperature is going to keep dropping. So that by, I guess, tonight or this evening, the wind chill, real feel, whatever you want to call it, might be single digits tonight. So I'm headed to some high school basketball action this evening. And by then, it's going to be a little bit on the chilly side. So winter's kind of making a comeback a little bit. It'll sort of level out eventually. But again, our buddy Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, warned us. He's like, January, get ready for January. All right? Cold January. So prepare in advance, all right? If you have a, a propane tank or something, is your tank full? All right? You might need some there. Or do you have enough wood for the wood burner? You might want to go out and get some here shortly. Because January, right now, according to Joe, looking kind of interesting. 814-954-7266. Do we want to end the week with good news or bad news?
Good news. Good news.
I mean, the bad news would be if you follow news, it's pretty much every day now. We're finding out about fraud somewhere in the country. All right, up in Minnesota, we're talking, this is entering staggering mode now. Billions of wasted dollars. I say Minnesota, it's probably the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, with certain groups that for years have been just ripping off the system. Folks, that's our tax money. We may be in Pennsylvania, but that's also our tax money, ripping them off. This story up in Massachusetts, these two guys, originally from Haiti, set up fake convenience stores in Boston. The one store was 150 square feet. Folks, do the math. That's like a bathroom. That's not very big, is it? 150 square feet, but it was a, quote, convenience store.
Uh-huh.
They had a register. No carts, no baskets, but people went in with their SNAP benefits and bought stuff. They were grossly overcharged, but hey, I'm just handing you my SNAP benefit. Here it is.
Yep.
And then somehow these two shysters converted those SNAP benefits into cash, and they probably ripped off the system. Where's the number here? I believe it's $7 million just from these two guys and ripping off the system. All right? Millions of dollars in losses. Folks, when you have these monolithic federal government programs full of money, people are throwing it around. Guess what? People are going to find a way to cheat the system. And they've been doing it for years. So when you say, it's like, why wasn't this stopped beforehand? Hello? So in that case, we have the right people in place right now to finally stop this crap. Why wasn't this happening before? It's unbelievable how much money of fraud and waste. Anyway, good news. Well, I don't know if you want to call this good news. All right, it's the end of the year. And one popular thing that a lot of folks want to do at the end of the year, let's predict what's going to happen next year. All right? And so I got this from Visual Capitalist, which is a website I really like. These are folks that they take dry, boring numbers and they turn them into interesting statistics. And so they have a 2026 prediction consensus that they turned it into a graph. It's a bingo card.
Wow. That's nifty.
So you ever hear that line, gee, that wasn't on my bingo card? You ever heard that old line? So they turned this into a bingo card.
I like
it. It's pretty cool. But predictions for next year, and there's 25 of them. All right, it's a bingo card. Even the free space gets one. You know, right smack in the middle. Not a free space. According to these folks, the stock market's going to keep on churning up. All right, 2026 is going to be fine for them, stock market. Tariffs become the new normal. So, in other words, throwing tariffs on a country because they're, you know, goofing around with us or cheating us, whatever, that's going to become the new normal. I know some people have been moaning and complaining about the tariffs and so on. They ain't going anywhere. Now, they'll go up and down at various times. Like, we have a country who that we think is cheating us economically, and so we throw a tariff on their stuff, and then they come back, wait, let's sit down and talk about this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they actually hammer out a deal. Okay, then the tariff on their stuff comes back down again. That's going to be now a very normal thing to do. Boom, boom, boom. On this bingo card, a lot of AI stuff. AI this, AI that. AI-powered cyber defense. Actually, I like that one. For the shysters out there trying to cheat people, you know, online, if there were AI ways to recognize that, okay, this is totally bogus, do not do that, that would be handy. And, of course, AI is like super, super, super fast. So it does it, like, very, very quickly to kind of, you know, wave the red flag and so on. Like, don't do that one. Nope, let that one alone. That would be pretty good. This one says AI shows up in productivity. All right. Well, that's the whole point of AI, right? To make us more productive. I tell you what, Mr. Ironhead, I've seen so many things recently every day, and I'm signed up for way too many things. But I'm getting emails about this and about this and about that, and they're all tied to AI, all of them. Train AI machines on how to write better. Train AI machines on how to speak. I've got a friend that is big into what's called AI cloning. Now, this, if you've never heard of this, this is interesting. An AI clone essentially is you online. And so you train the AI clone to talk like you, write like you, look like you, so that when you get it fully trained, you can put it online to answer questions and solve problems. You're not actually doing it. The AI clone is doing it while you do other things over here. Meanwhile, it's your face, your voice, and your style of writing. Now, that is fascinating. And some people are already starting to use these AI clones for just basic stuff, all right? Like FAQs, you know, frequently asked questions and simple problems and so on. All right, let my AI clone help you out. It's me. Oof. Kinda. Now, why are you grimacing?
I don't know.
You could get an AI clone for wrestling so that when you get really sick, you've been getting over it this week.
Yeah.
You can send the AI clone to Nashville, and it could call the matches.
I want to see it.
Oh.
Really? I want to be there.
Well, that's awfully
selfish. I don't know.
Well, that's awfully selfish.
It really is.
If you've not heard that term, AI clone, it's starting to pick up speed. Yeah. And from the reading I've done here recently, it's becoming popular. It's you. It's not really you, but it's kind of like you. So I feel like I'm dealing with Jeff Byers. Well, no, I'm dealing with his clone. All right. Folks, 2026 is going to be a really interesting year.
So uncomfortable.
In different ways. All right, we're done.
Yep.
Let's wrap it up.
Have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday.
Sports Radio 98.7. Sports!